Christian Bones News, The Global Link.
Chonsea Alliance wrangles signal possible collapse. 5 male juveniles drown at ZNS Reserve Dam in Chongwe. And Trump warns of further U.S. strikes in Nigeria if they continue to kill Christians. Good evening with the main news. I am Christabel Kamano. Political analyst Nia Simutani has described the growing internal wrangles within the Chonsea Alliance as a clear indication that the alliance may be on the verge of collapse. Recently, Chonsea Alliance Vice Chairperson Danny Pole expelled the Patriotic Front PF from the alliance, citing prolonged internal disputes that have stalled its progress. Additionally, the Patriots for Economic Progress, PEP, have withdrawn from the alliance, blaming continued bickering and infighting among senior members. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in the Saka today, Dr. Simutani said it is only a matter of time before the alliance ceases to exist, noting that it was held together by the late former president Edgar Lungu. The alliance survived because of Mr. Lungu, and now that he has passed on, there is little chance of its survival, said Dr. Simutani. Dr. Simutani explained that the ongoing conflicts stem largely from the PFU's insistence that the alliance's presidential flag bearer must come from within PF membership. He further noted that Dr. Pole's decision to expel PF reflects a lack of clear leadership and direction within the alliance, where there appears to be no agreed framework on who should assume the role of flag bearer. Dr. Simutani further expressed disappointment that the parties that formed Tonsi Alliance have failed to agree on a flag bearer, citing the escalating infighting. He also criticized the Patriotic Front for failing to select a successor to the late President Edgar Lungu.
If the choice of whoever should be flag bearer is done democratically, meaning if the party that constitutes the Tonsi Alliance come together and actually choose both a political party and an individual from among themselves to actually be a flag bearer based on particular criteria. Mm-hmm. If they did that, I think there will be more unity and cohesion between them. But it is increasingly clear that they are not capable of doing that, because PF cannot be the flag bearer when they are not able to even choose their successor to Edgar.
The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia NACEZ has reaffirmed its support for the current education policy that requires children to be 6 years old to enroll in grade 1, stating that the guideline is a widely accepted standard backed by scientific evidence. Speaking to RCV News in Lusaka today, NACEZ Executive Director Aaron Chansa explained that proposals to lower the entry age are not fully supported by empirical research. 6 years of age is statutory and the legal age to enter grade 1, because by 6 years old, any child is ready for primary education, and by 3 years old, any child is ready for early childhood education, said Dr. Chansa. He added that although there may be exceptional cases where a child could be admitted into grade 1 or higher grades earlier, such decisions should be made by schools based on evidence demonstrating the child's exceptional cognitive ability. Dr. Chansa emphasized that maintaining the current age thresholds, which are grounded in scientific research, helps establish a solid foundation for lifelong learning, health, and behavioral development.
The extra intelligent children, the geniuses, we call them, could be exceptional, and schools can use their discretion to make these children jump if it is proved beyond any reasonable doubt that they are special cases, they are extremely intelligent. Those can be exceptions. But for guidance, for legal guidance, the year can remain, the number of years can be 6 years.
5 male juveniles from Minwood Festry near Kenneth Kaunda International Airport have died after drowning at the Zambia National Service Airport Farms Reserve Dam in Chongwe District. Zambia Police Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilawi says the incident occurred on Thursday, January 8, 2026, around 10 hours. Mr. Chilawi says that preliminary investigations indicate that on the material day, the juveniles were swimming in the ZNS Reserve Dam when one of them noticed that his friends were missing and had failed to resurface. Upon receiving the report, police officers rushed to the scene and, working jointly with ZNS personnel and members of the community from Kampansa area, conducted a search operation. During the operation, three bodies were retrieved from the dam around 15 hours, said Mr. Chilawi in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Mr. Chilawi revealed that the deceased have been identified as Divine Musopolo, aged 11, of Minwood Phase 3, Angel Mwandila, aged 14, of Minwood, and Daniel Mumba, aged 10, of Minwood Phase 3. Mr. Chilawi said the search operation continued in the early hours of today, during which two additional bodies were retrieved from the same dam, adding that the two have been identified as Nkosechela Sakala, aged 9, and Chukumbo Sobanda, aged 14, bringing the total number of fatalities to 5. The police have since opened an inquiry file into the matter, and all 5 bodies have been deposited at Levi Mwanawasa Teaching Hospital mortuary, awaiting post-mortem examinations and subsequent burial.
The search operations continued into the early hours of today, January 9, 2026, during which two additional bodies were retrieved from the same dam. The two were identified as Nkosechela Sakala, age 9, and Chikumbo Sobanda, age 14. This brings the total number of fatalities to 5. Police have since opened an inquiry file into the matter. The scene was processed and all 5 bodies have been deposited at Levi Mwanawasa Teaching Hospital mortuary, awaiting post-mortem examination and subsequent burial. Further details will be availed in due course. Thank you.
The Western Water Supply and Sanitation Company is facing a severe financial crisis with a staggering 14 million kwacha loss on unpaid water bills in the province. According to company's managing director, Mufalo Nanyama,